This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1529, how to promote yourself in English at work. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Today, Jessica makes an appearance to let you know about an upcoming event that you can't miss. Plus, find out why getting a promotion at work starts with the right mindset. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you on here. You're coming over for a visit from IELTS Energy. Always good to have you on.
I'm excited. You know what happened just now, listeners?
What just happened?
So Lindsay and I, well, every time we record, any of us, we do a countdown. Right? Like a 3-2-1 type thing. You know what, Lindsay? Like, as soon as I hear you say recording three, as soon as I hear the beginning of that countdown, I start smiling. It's like just like an instant reaction.
That is a good thing. That's how you know you're supposed to be a podcaster.
It's so fun, you guys. And we have some great, inspirational, amazing things to talk about today, especially focused on you guys and your business opportunities.
Oh my gosh. I love the theme of this episode today because it really does go right into what's coming up this weekend or next weekend, Jessica, rather.
Yes.
Right. Coming up very soon, which is what? Let's just let our listeners know about what's coming up first.
Yeah, guys. So Aubrey and I are going to do an amazing web class all about how you can get your next promotion in English, right? Now, what does that mean? Like, get a promotion in English? What does that even mean? Guys, our goal is to help you be prepared, be confident, be ready to go and ask for what you deserve. Like, this is, there's a vocabulary. Yes, of course. There's like, you know, English sentences and words that you have to know.
Yes.
But overall, like the inspiration part of it is what I'm excited about because like, we love you guys, our listeners, so much, and we want you to succeed, to make the leap to your next professional goal.
Oh my God, it's so true. You can have all the vocabulary in the world, all the grammar, guys, but if you don't have the mindset, then you can't do anything with those tools.
Exactly.
Right? So we need to get our mindset right first. And on the web class, you will also get the tools, right? You'll get the vocabulary,
yes,
get the structures that you need, but you'll also get the right mindset, like Jessica said, to go after that promotion that you want. So Jessica, where can they sign up and when is it happening?
Okay, guys, so right now, pause this podcast. Go to allearsenglish.com/promotion. Yes. So it's very easy to remember this time. It's very connected. So allearsenglish.com/promotion, guys. Sign up and grab your spot because I know this is going to be enormous. Yes. And it's going to be so motivational, you guys. Three clear sections. It covers what you need to do and say before and during these important meetings, right? How do you prepare? What do you say to your boss? How do you handle this? How are you ready? So we're going to cover all of that stuff in this web class, allearsenglish.com/promotion.
It's going to be awesome. And that's you and Aubrey on there live. Yes. Guys, it's very rare to get to hang out with us live. It's only on these web classes that that actually happens, right? So don't miss that and don't miss this. And it's also not recorded. That's the other thing we have to know about live web classes, right, Jessica?
Exactly, guys. So this is your only chance. It's your only chance. Do not miss it. And I know some people like during this time of year, right? So this web class, guys, it happens March 6th and 9th. Okay. And it's funny because like the cyclical nature of motivation, everybody's like all jazzed around like new year, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like it's around this time people are like, oh my gosh, I'm exhausted from all that motivation. but guys, like we don't want that to end. Like we want you guys to find and keep that motivation, right? So I think the timing for this is perfect.
Absolutely. That's true. I mean, motivation can be cyclical when it comes to trying to succeed in our careers. But I think that truly successful people don't succumb to that, right? They're able to kind of refresh on the weekends and they come back remotivated on Mondays and they can. It's a continual push towards your professional goals, right? So that's where we want to get you guys. Okay. And the starting place is this web class. So cool.
Yes. It's going to be so amazing. You guys, we're working so hard on this and I'm so excited for you guys to come and hang out live with us and get this inspiration as well. So one more time, allearsenglish.com/promotion. I love it. And we're talking about this today, actually.
Yeah, we're getting into the theme a little bit, giving you a little taste of what you're going to get on this web class. But maybe we start with a couple of quotes, Jessica. Yeah. What do you think? What do you think?
I love it. Yeah. I love quotes.
The quotes are good.
Quotes are so fun, guys. So we have two quotes today to share with you guys, and we're going to sort of reflect on what these quotes mean, why they are important to you, and how we have lived these quotes in certain aspects. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So the first one is, don't wait for the right opportunity, create it. Right,
create it.
I love that. It's so good. It's so good.
It's so good. So, Lindsay, I think you have you have some experience with this. I mean, you created all of the All Ears English stuff that our fans love. So, like, what made you create this entirely new thing for yourself and everyone listening?
For all of us, too. And our team has done it together. I also want to make sure that we know that, right? All Ears English could never have been built to what it is today without our team. But
we are an awesome team. I mean, I'll say that.
100%. I could not imagine doing this alone. Could you imagine podcasting alone, how lonely it would be? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so boring, too.
It would be so boring.
Just talking to yourself, listening to yourself. Ugh,
so boring. So boring. So we are so lucky to have our team. But yeah, I mean, in 2013, I was a podcast listener. I was listening to some personal development shows and I realized that this new medium was really cool. I liked it. I enjoyed listening. And at the same time, I was an ESL teacher in Boston. And I thought to myself, why not start one? Right? Why not offer a new way to learn English? I was so annoyed with the old classroom model, what I had seen in Japan, what I had seen for my students in New York, like sitting in classrooms, reading textbooks. So I called up my friend who is also an English teacher in Boston. And I said, hey, do you want to start a podcast? And we said, okay, let's do it. So we had to go after it, right? There was no class on how to be a podcaster. Now there are, of course.
Yeah.
Right. But there was no one to show us how to start our iTunes account, how to get the right microphone. We had to dig in online and there were very few resources at the time, actually. So we just had to push through and just launch.
It.
So we did it. We went after
it. Oh, man, that is, guys, what you have created, Lindsay, and thank you for thanking the team, but it's amazing, guys, but this is the thing, like, these these incredible life opportunities, right? Like if you guys think about who is your role model, who do you admire in the world? That person did not wait for an opportunity to come, right? Yes. Look at the courses we've created as well, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, both of us had been working in traditional language school environments. We saw the limitations of those. It's very frustrating to try and help our students and they can't be helped with such limitations.
Yeah.
And so that's why we created entirely new courses based on our knowledge of what works for you guys. And again, like we didn't copy anybody else's courses or frameworks. Like,
It also makes me think about how important it is who you're around, who you surround yourself with, right?
True. Or,
you know, and I think, you know, we may have gotten certain messages as kids in our families, this idea of waiting for success to come to us, waiting for the gatekeeper to come to us and say, now you've been granted this thing you want and you're able to have it now. But that's the old way, right? So make sure that the people you surround yourself with, this is one of the tips for today, are these proactive people that don't think like that. They don't wait around. They go out and create those opportunities, because you may have to undo some training you had in your family, your upbringing, and have a new way of thinking. And that really matters who you surround yourself with. Right, Jessica?
So true. And on that note, I mean, if we think about how times have changed so drastically for the generation of our listeners and us, right?
Like, yes.
The way that our parents could get success was a lot different.
It's so true.
If you look at the competition or everybody around us now, everybody has a college degree. Everybody has these things that in the past would have like guaranteed a successful job forever.
Oh, yeah.
But these days it's like it doesn't anymore, guys. So really like creating these opportunities for yourself. Right? Like this is so vital today if you're going to make that next leap.
Exactly.
And also like being self-aware, you deserve more. Like you're a smart person. You are great at this thing. How can you do more of it?
Exactly. And this idea of being, if we're going to narrow in more specifically on the idea of getting a raise, asking for a raise or asking for a promotion, it's also being your own best advocate. Because especially in the corporate world, there are some people in my life who are involved in the corporate world. And I, from hearsay, I understand that it's so important to advocate for yourself, like show what you've done to your boss or to whoever is above you in the company. Let them know that you've created that difference in the company. Right. So important to do that. Yeah. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This brings us perfectly to the next tip, you guys. This is something that we have to get away from. We guys, all of us live inside our own heads all the time. You can't help it. That's you. We just sort of, we think that everyone around us knows all of the things in our head also. You know what I mean? It's like, even in a small team like ours, it's really important for us to communicate with each other. Look, this is what I have done. This is the skills I'm great at. You should let me do more of this.
Definitely.
You should, right? This is what works and I'm going to do more of it if you let me, whatever. But it's the same in the corporate world, guys. If you have like 20 or more coworkers, your one or two managers or higher ups, they don't know you exactly or your strengths or the, like your achievements, right? Like they don't know that the that project you worked on last week was amazing because of something you thought of, right?
I know. And this also comes around to gender issues, right? I mean, it's been proven that women aren't as good at advocating for themselves at work and talking about what they've done as men are, right? So if you look at it through the lens of gender, we have to really make sure that we have those frameworks, those structures, that we build our case. Right. Build your case to your manager, to your boss, to show how you have affected the bottom line. That's why I'm so excited about the web class. Yeah. Yeah.
That, and I'm going to talk a bit about my experience with that in the web class as well. I have always stood up for myself and gone into my higher ups office and been able to, you know, ask for what I think I deserve or ask for another opportunity. Mm-hmm. And what that ended up, what that led to for me was often me being the only female employee on this project or in this school. So I'm going to talk a little bit more about the story about that in the web class. But that is true. I have found myself being the only female person on a team because I'm the only one that asked to be there.
Wow. That's dramatic, right? That's dramatic when you think about gender issues and who ends up ultimately getting these. As long as you're asking for it, we can all be there if we want to be there. We just have to build the case in the right way. And a big part of that is language. Right.
Exactly. And guys, that's also like, I think this transfers to cultural aspects as well. Being from a culture that does not stand up for yourself or does not, maybe it seems like if you talk about your achievements, it's looked down on. That's bragging. That's, you're not supposed to do that. But again, like there are ways of talking about your achievements using the right language where it's not bragging. It is factual and realistic, and you need to let the manager know that you are good at this, that you achieved this. So cultural aspects also, I think, are important of this.
Oh, man, there is so much here, so much more that we could possibly cover in a 15-minute episode. And we'll just scratch the surface, too, in the web class, guys. But we'll definitely give you more detail, more specifics, things you can take notes on, you know, and take into work right immediately and start building your case for your next promotion. Okay.
Oh, I promise you guys, this web class will be so powerful that you will be able to start using these strategies immediately. And I hope
I love it.
We have one more last awesome quote to leave you on, but real fast, allearsenglish.com/promotion, guys. Do not miss this web class March 6th and 9th. So Lindsay, do you want to share that last quote that we found?
Okay, so this is what we're going to leave you guys with today to keep this in mind. Remember the mindset, right? So don't wait for your ship to come in, swim out to it.
I love it. That's just the perfect like image. I love it so much. Yeah, guys. Oh my gosh. Swim out to this web class. Sign up. Grab it now. Put it on your calendars. AllEarsEnglish.com/promotion.
All right. We'll see you guys there. I cannot wait to see this live web class. It's going to be great. All right, Jessica, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Have a good day,
Lindsay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.